The State Department of Transportation has the first of many approvals it needs for a new toll bridge to the northern Outer Banks. The Mid-Currituck Bridge would run from the mainland to Corallo, where right now the nearest bridge is more than 20 miles away. But as Will Michaels reports, environmental groups have raised concerns about whether the $500 million price tag is worth it and how the bridge might change the landscape of the Outer Banks.
On a good day, it takes residents of Corallo like Bob White an hour to get from the small town on the Outer Banks to a village on the mainland called Idlet, just 7 miles as the crow flies.
We're pretty isolated. You're talking about probably 50 miles, something like that, from one side to the other.
White is the chair of the Currituck County Board of Commissioners. He says a shortcut is worth it for residents and tourists who, right now, expect to wait for hours to get to and from the northern Outer Banks.
That'll cut off a huge portion of the drive down here, not only for the tourists, but the service industries that support us.
The State Department of Transportation saw a need for a bridge across the Currituck Sound as early as 1975, but delays in funding and a long planning process put it on hold for decades. Now, the project has the go-ahead from the Federal Highway Administration. There's still a long way to go: land acquisition, environmental permits, finalizing construction plans, but White says the bridge presents an opportunity to develop land along a new and improved corridor.
On the mainland side, we could see a shift in the housing market and allow for some areas where people that work and support us can live closer to where they work.
We really don't think this project should be moving forward, given concerns about sea level rise, resilience, and then also just the financial cost.
Kim Hunter is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. She says that development is precisely her concern. Hunter believes the federal government is not fully considering the newest information on climate change.
We're essentially building a bridge that in a few years will be stranded and will encourage development in a lot of really sensitive areas that we need to preserve so that we can adapt to the changing climate and the changing coastline.
The North Carolina Turnpike Authority says the bridge's revenue from tolls will cover most of its costs, but the state will still be on the hook for nearly $200 million. And it's not yet clear how much it would cost for drivers to make the crossing. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.